My doggy ate my homework, he chewed it up, I said. But when I offered my excuse, my teacher shook her head.
My doggy ate my homework.
Listen to this sorry tale.
Yes, my doggy ate my homework.
He's now not very well.
He's pooping all the answers.
And he's making a big smell. I saw this wasn't going well. I didn't want to fail. Before she had a chance to talk, I added to the tale. Before he ate, he took my work and tossed it in a pot. He simmered it with vegetables till it was piping hot. He scrambled up my science notes with eggs and bacon strips, along with sautéed spelling words and baked potato chips. He then took my arithmetic and had it gently fried. He broiled both of my book reports with pickles on the side. He wore a doggy apron as he cooked a notebook stew. He barked when I objected, there was nothing I could do. Did he wear a doggy chef hat?
She asked me with a scowl.
He did, I said, and taking it would only make him growl. My teacher frowned, but then I said as quickly as I could. He covered it with ketchup, and he said it tasted good. A talking dog who likes to cook.
My teacher had a fit.
She sent me to the office, and that's where I had to sit. I guess I made a big mistake in telling her all that rap. 'Cause I don't have a dog at all, it was eaten by my cat.
My doggy ate my homework.
Listen to this sorry tale.
Yes, my doggy ate my homework.
He's now not very well.